Hello, and welcome to 3 Minutes with Newman. This is Professor Barb Wyman. It is hard not to get swept into Christmas excitement when Christmas songs and Christmas decorations appear earlier every year, when they fill not only department stores but supermarkets as well. But amidst all the tinsel and too early cheer of the secular world, are you preparing your heart for the Lord? The season of Advent is one of waiting and preparation for His coming. Even as we prepare for the joy of His nativity, we cannot forget that He came to die for us, for our sins. This realization lends sobriety to our preparation amidst all the hustle and bustle that surrounds us. One way to prepare our hearts is to contemplate Blessed John Henry Newman's lovely poem written for Advent Vespers. Between the years of 1836 and 1838, just 7 years before he entered the Roman Catholic Church, Newman, inspired by the ancient Latin hymns found in the Roman Breviary, translated and rewrote many of these hymns. Although Newman's hymns are loosely based on the originals, he changed the words enough so that these can be considered his own poetry. One such composition of Newman is based on the 7th century Latin hymn Conditor Alme Siderum, traditionally sung during the Advent season. The hymn was first rewritten by Pope Urban VIII in 1632, and used in the Divine Office at Vespers. In 1852, an English translation by J.M. Neale is the well-known Advent hymn, Creator of the Stars of Night, based on Pope Urban's hymn. Newman's rewriting of this venerable chant has been beautifully and carefully rendered by him into common meter, one of his favorite meters for hymn composition. Since there are many hymn tunes which have been composed for this hymn meter, this makes Newman's version highly accessible for congregational singing. The words are straightforward and easily understood, which is typical of Newman's hymnody. He intended these compositions to be both lovely and instructive. This hymn matches the tune Winchester Old, which is used for this familiar carol, While Shepherds Watch Their Flocks by Night. Advent Vespers, Creator Alme Siderum, Creator of the starry pole, Savior of all who live, in light of every faithful soul, Jesu, these prayers receive. Who sooner than our foe malign should triumph from above, didst come to be the medicine of a sick world in love. And the deep wounds to cleanse and cure of a whole race didst go, pure victim from a virgin pure, the bitter cross unto, who hast a name and hast a power, the height and depth to sway, and angels bow and devils cower in transport or dismay. Thou too shalt be our judge at length, Lord, in thy grace bestow thy weapons of celestial strength and snatch us from the foe. Honor and glory, power and praise to Father and to Son, and Holy Ghost be paid always, the eternal three in one. Newman's words powerfully remind us of the purpose for Christ's birth. Some lines in particular are striking in their imagery. For example, in the second stanza, Newman has Christ coming to be the medicine of a sick world, which Christ did for love. Newman continues the medicinal imagery when he declares that Christ will cleanse and cure the deep wounds of the whole human race. These words are followed by the reminder that Jesus didst go unto the bitter cross, a pure victim. He became incarnate in the womb of the Virgin Mary, who was conceived immaculately to be the Virgin pure. Let us pray then with Newman, who beseeches Christ in the first stanza to receive our Advent prayers, so that we too may be snatched from the foe. For this great gift of His Son, we can also join in giving honor and glory, power and praise to the eternal three in one. Have you paused to remember that this happy birth will lead to the sorrow of His death for us? Let us watch and pray, preparing our hearts, even as we prepare our physical homes for the excitement and joy of Christmas.